Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
All right, 20 minutes from now, it's all our bets for tonight. Dolphins and the Bills on Thursday Night Football. Current side and total market. We have got Buffalo as an 11.5-point favorite, total 50.5. We should have actives and actives at some point in the next 20 or 30 minutes. Femi, the one that we're watching for is Jalen Waddle for the Miami Dolphins. Yep. Will he play in the game? Cameron Wolf, right, of NFL Media, tweeted earlier, the expectation is that Waddle will play, correct?
Yeah, they're expecting Waddle to be out there. He's been dealing with a shoulder injury, was limited on Tuesday, limited yesterday on Wednesday. It was dicey, but it sounds like he should be good to go. So I have a bet in the game, which we'll reveal coming up in the next segment with the total. But Jalen Waddle is A-OK, and we're expecting him to be active tonight against Buffalo.
And you know what else is A-OK? When we get to welcome back to the show. It's been too long since we've had him on. Been coming on with us since 2019. Year one of You Better You Bet. I've known him for a long time. Great guy and an extremely respected member of the sports betting community. The great Rob Pezzola, pro sports bettor, The Hammer Betting Network. We have guests from The Hammer on all the time. Forward Progress is the show that Rob hosts there. You can find it on YouTube. Kanish is on The Hammer as well, and among others. BetStamp is the app. On Twitter, at his name, at Rob Pezzola. My friend, welcome back to the show. How are you? How has football season treated you thus far?
You know, Nick, it's great to hear your voice again and talk to you. I actually miss doing this with you quite a bit, so happy to be back. And surprisingly enough, this is like the first year in forever where I've actually had a great start to the season. I usually am doing very poorly, and I'm sweating trying to make my money back in week three, but it's been the opposite so far this year. So hopefully I can continue that going forward.
Well, I'm happy to hear that because I had the over in the Eagles-Cowboys game in week one, the Ravens week one Sunday Night Football, and the Cardinals -6.5 last week. So I'm hoping that you will bring some luck to me here talking week three in the NFL. So, Rob, let's get into it, my friend. I know you have a thought on the Steelers-Patriots game on Sunday in Foxborough. Patriots, a 1.5-point home dog, total in the game 44.5. What do you think, Pats and Steelers?
Yeah, I'm just really struggling to understand this one. So I'm pretty down on the Steelers right now. And I'm going to pull out the classic hashtag wrong team favored in this game. I think the Patriots should be favored. I honestly, people are picking on their defense because they didn't look great against the Dolphins. And that's true. But the Dolphins can generate some explosives. Pittsburgh's very reliant on yards after catch right now. And the splits for Aaron Rodgers this year when he's been pressured versus not pressured are pretty insanely different. And the one thing New England's been doing well is getting after the quarterback. So I think Pittsburgh will score in this game, but not consistently. It's the other side of the ball where the Steelers' defense has been an enormous disappointment, and they're losing their best players. Like Alex Highsmith is now out for several weeks. He started the season really well in terms of pressure rates. They're missing Isaiah Loudermilk on the defensive line as well. Joey Porter Jr. didn't practice again. Deshaun Elliott didn't practice again. Malik Harrison is on IR. So they are playing bad defensively and they continue to lose players in the process. I just can't get to this number. I think the Patriots might be better on both sides of the ball right now. And I know what that sounds like for those who historically, you know, love that Steelers defense, but this is just a completely different team. So I really like New England this week.
Absolutely love that. Could not agree more, Rob, with the New England side here taking that against the Pittsburgh Steelers. How about staying in that early window? We have the rematch of last year's divisional round matchup between the Rams and the Eagles. BetMGM has 3.5, and I'm looking at a couple other sports books. It looks like we're about to come off of 3.5 and go down to the key number of 3, total sitting at 44.5. What are your thoughts on this Rams-Eagles rematch from this past January?
Yeah, I'll definitely have some thinking to do if we do get a 3 with the Eagles. That would sort of be a buy point for me, but I've already played the over in this game, and it'll be challenging to figure out what the Eagles are right now because the offense is so vanilla. Offensive coordinator change in the offseason. They don't throw downfield anymore. But I do think the Rams have a pretty significant mismatch in Davante Adams against Adoree Jackson in this game. And the Eagles are going to have this problem all year long whenever they play a team that has two good receivers. We saw it in week 1 against the Cowboys. Unfortunately, CeeDee Lamb dropped a bunch of balls in that game. But between Lamb and Pickens, they were open a lot. And I think the Rams will push the ball downfield. They understand that they're going to have to score in this game. For the Rams defense, they've played well, but it's been the Texans offense. It's been the Titans offense, two of the weaker offensive lines in the league. This is a completely different story. And I think if you get the Eagles into a game state where they have to answer, they will push the ball downfield a little bit more than we've seen them doing over the course of the start of the year here. So I think 44.5 is a little bit too low. Obviously 44 is a key number and you might want to just wait for a second to see if that pops up, but I'm actually much closer to 47 in this game. Maybe still stuck a little bit too much on the Eagles priors, but I see this as being a high-scoring game.
Absolutely love that. Should be a fun game out there in the city of brotherly love. How about the Jets and the Buccaneers? Justin Fields, he is out. He's in the concussion protocol. It'll be Tyrod Taylor starting for Gang Green on Sunday. Tampa dealing with a bunch of O-line injuries. Tristan Wirfs already out. We got a couple of guys, Gadecki and now Mock out, placed on the IR. How do you square this one up? Tampa, a 6.5-point favorite, total 43.5 come Sunday.
Yeah, at some point, you suffer so many injuries on one side of the ball that even if your quarterback is good, it is incredibly difficult to overcome that in the NFL. And not having Tristan Wirfs and Luke Goedeke and Cody Mock, I mean, that is significant. That's 3 solid starters on the offensive line. And then Igbuka doesn't practice today with the hip and groin injuries. Godwin's still pretty limited. You're getting to a Bucs offense that's in pretty dire straits at this moment, and you're asking them to lay 6.5 points. There's a few ways you can play the game. I lean towards the Jets and the under, so you might want to just go Bucs team total under instead of betting both. But Tyrod Taylor, listen, he's serviceable. He doesn't give you the ceiling that Justin Fields gives you. He takes too many sacks. He's going to do some things that make you pull your hair out. But ultimately, the Jets don't have to win this game by large. They just have to keep it close. And it's very challenging for me to see Tampa Bay separating with the amount of offensive line injuries that they have. So let's say Bucs team total under is probably the strongest play here.
Rob, you texted me earlier that the games that you really want to discuss, and we'll get to a bunch of the others, but you have Denver-Los Angeles as one of the games that you want to hit, and I love the Broncos in this game, and you know how much I respect you, our audience respects you, and your betting acumen. I am hoping you like the Broncos. What do you like, though, with the Chargers and the Broncos Sunday in Los Angeles?
So I did bet some Broncos 3, but that's like my cutoff, really. I think now that we've moved off the 3, I don't know that I'm interested anymore necessarily in the side, but I also like the over in this game. I think the Khalil Mack injury is quite significant for the Chargers defense, especially with Perryman out in the front 7 as well. You're now taking away like skill position players where on defense where you don't have a lot of depth necessarily, and I just don't see how the Chargers are going to be able to get after the quarterback. You know, Bo Nix drives me crazy sometimes, and he'll make some mistakes. But ultimately, he can push the ball down the field, and I think they're going to get a lot of opportunities to do so. And on the Chargers side of things, I kind of want to buy into like a little bit of an undervalued offense. You guys obviously watch a ton of football, so you saw the start of that second half between the Raiders and the Chargers where there was like 2 drives that spanned 20 minutes amongst 2 teams. Pete Carroll kicked a field goal to go down 29. it really sucked all the life out of that game. And the Chargers were in a game state where they really didn't have to push, whereas now I think they will have to push. They become such a pass-heavy offense. I see a lot of passing in this game. I see a lot of points. I think this one's going to be a shootout. I play the over.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You bet on this Thursday. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, BetMGM Network. Our guest, the great, and it is great to have him back on the show, pro sports bettor Rob Pezzola of The Hammer and BetStamp. Follow him on Twitter at Rob Pezzola. The show, Forward Progress, you can find it on YouTube. All right, my friends, let's go lightning round, hit as many games as we can. And I want to go to your team and Femi's team, the Dallas Cowboys, in the Matt Eberflus revenge game on the road in Chicago against the Bears. Basically picked the winner of the game, total 50.5. Any thoughts for you, Rob, on Dallas at Chicago?
Yeah, this was another one where I was hashtag wrong team favored earlier, but now it's hashtag right team favored, because I don't know how people were betting the Bears early in the week. Like, when you look at these two teams, both of the defenses are an abomination, right? The Cowboys can't defend anything. The Bears, same thing with the cornerback room, with T.J. Edwards out. So it becomes, who do you trust more on the offensive side of the ball? Well, I definitely trust the Cowboys at this point. I'm a little bit concerned about their center, Cooper Beebe, being out for this particular game. But it honestly kind of boils down to just, like, I like Dak a lot more than I like Caleb right now. And I think the Bears' scheme is actually pretty decent. They've done a decent job of generating open receivers. Caleb can't hit those throws. I don't know that that's going to change just because it's a bad defense. So I make Dallas roughly a 2-point favorite in this game. I don't know who's betting Chicago here, or who wants a piece of Chicago, but I totally agree with the line move.
Do you want to take a shot, Rob, with the Browns as an 8-point home dog against Green Bay? Total in that game, 41.5.
I do want to take a shot, but I haven't been able to just yet. I saw the Tucker Kraft injury come down about half an hour ago. Seems like he's going to be fine there. I'm numbers-wise, I'm definitely directionally towards the Browns. I do have a concern that last year the defense gave up a lot of explosive plays, and Green Bay's been able to generate a ton so far this year, a very good offensive scheme. So I'm kind of sitting right around 7, but I have not bet the Browns. I directionally lean that way. I just don't know that I can put my faith in Joe Flacco right now.
Backup quarterback bowl in Minnesota. Carson Wentz in the Vikings, Jake Browning in the Bengals. Minnesota, a 3-point home favorite, but looks like this will drop back to 2.5. Total bet up to 42.5.
Yeah, I like some over here as well. I'm still monitoring. You obviously have Ryan Kelly and Christian Darius monitor on the Minnesota offensive line. Defensively, though, Van Ginkle would be another one I'd monitor for the Minnesota Vikings. But it's not that it's not there's definitely downgrades to the quarterbacks here, but Jake Browning will still push the ball downfield. Kind of reminds me of like the Nick Mullins experience from the Vikings a couple years ago as well, where he'll make some mistakes, but he'll push the ball. Minnesota gets Carson Wentz in there. I don't like Carson Wentz. The last time we saw him, he was still a pretty bad quarterback, but the Vikings offense has been so sheltered with J.J. McCarthy. I mean, you look at the play calling from Kevin O'Connell, and they're not even trying to move the ball downfield. I think just by virtue of having Wentz in there, they push it a little bit more. So Bengals defense is bad. Vikings defense could be bad with the amount of injuries that they have. Flores faced Browning a couple years ago, and Browning had a huge game against him. So I think this is going to be a sneaky high-scoring game as well. I played some over here.
Jaguars and the Texans in Jacksonville. I feel like I'm on Moron Island. I feel like I'm the only person that likes the Jaguars in this game, Rob. Totals 44. Where do you come down on the Jags and the Texans in Duval?
Oh, I'd rather bet the Jags than the Texans. I don't think that Christian Kirk returning for Houston is just going to suddenly change the offense. It is nice that they get Jake Andrews back on the O-line at center, but he's dealing with a high ankle sprain, so who knows how effective he's going to be. I think there's just a decent chance that Houston's offense might be terrible for the entire year. They have no O-line whatsoever. They haven't been able to defend the run on defense. I could see Jacksonville having a big game on the ground. And say what you will about the Jags, but last week is like a very misleading box score. I mean, they were just killed by boneheaded drops and things of that nature. So there was the market move towards Houston today. I kind of thought about playing back against it. I didn't, but it's Jags or nothing for me in this game.
You ready to go 15 seconds per lightning round?
Let's do it.
Niners, a 2.5-point home favorite against the Cardinals. We don't know if Brock Purdy is going to play. Cardinals with all sorts of secondary issues. Total 45.5.
I can't do anything with this. I bet San Fran early. At this point, I have to wait to see what's going on with Purdy tomorrow and the Arizona cornerback room. So I can't give you anything else on this game other than that. I think right now the line is right.
Rob, Femi bet the Saints at 8 plus 8.5 on Sunday night, I believe. Seattle, a 7.5-point favorite now. Total 41.5.
I make the game exactly 7. I don't want to be betting the Seahawks in these types of spots where they have to win by margin. I think the Saints have been surprisingly better offensively than I expected this year, although this could be a big step up in class. Saints are nothing for me as well. I would agree with Femi there.
How are the Falcons not winning by double digits Sunday in Carolina?
I've wanted to blow up my betting model this week because it shows an edge towards Carolina, which I haven't bet because I agree with you, Nick. I mean, I don't know how Atlanta doesn't run for 200 plus yards in this game. I mean, Carolina's rush defense is so bad. There's no way you could get me to bet Carolina at these current market prices. It's subjectively, I really like the matchup for Atlanta.
Do you want to take any number above 3 with the Tennessee Titans in their home opener against the Indianapolis Colts?
It would have to get to 6 before I would consider Tennessee. I think the offense has been so bad to start the year. People are just talking themselves into like them figuring it out. They're horrible. They can't move the ball offensively. They have no O-line. Quarterback can't make throws. So, I have zero interest in taking Tennessee.
It's not the Titans home opener. That's my bet. It's the Colts' first road game this year. And final one, Rob, any interest in the Giants plus 6.5 against the Chiefs on Sunday Night Football? 15 seconds.
Had interest until Jalen Royals was announced back in and maybe Xavier Worthy as well. Now I no longer have interest there. I did bet over in this game as well. I think the Chiefs offense is going to open it up a little bit more. They've been seeking explosives and the Giants have been giving up explosives. So I think this might be the week where they put it together. But I lean Giants. I just prefer the over.
Rob, you are such a stud. We hit basically every game this weekend in the NFL in that segment. On Twitter at Rob Bazzola, BetStamp, The Hammer, Forward Progress on YouTube. Stay well, my friends. Let's keep it rolling with the bets, and we will catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. Good luck with your bet this week.
Oh, I got to tell you, that felt great. I was a tour de force from Pazzola. We hit every game. You know how hard that is to do? And that's a credit to him.
Welcome back, Rob.
On the other side, all our bets for the Dolphins and the Bills.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A message from a former New Yorker presented by StreetEasy.
What I miss most about New York City,
I miss the life, I miss the culture, and just stuff to do, just stuff.
I miss being able to walk everywhere.
I miss the bodegas. I miss everything about New York.
I miss everything. I miss the city, big time.
Let me know you get this. Love you, bye.
Get the local expertise you need to never become a former New Yorker. Go to StreetEasy.com to get started. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Incorporated, which has licenses in all 50 states.